BBC Radio Oxford, my guest in the studio this afternoon, has just been shortlisted for an award for her cartoon parenting blog on how to bring up children. Jo Sandelson used to have a daily topical strip cartoon on The Times and also ran an art strip for a while in The Observer. Now, you combine your skills, your really incredible skills, your cartoon skills, with this particular blog. So why did you sort of decide to sort of marry the two together?
Why did I marry them together? Well, most of the time, being a SARM, a stay-at-home mother at the beginning, I was spending at the school gate, in the supermarket, bumping into the other mums. That's what I was doing. So that was the easiest thing. This was my community, other people who were looking after their children. And being an observational person, which is what you are as an artist, it was easier to sit there and draw people and being quite interested in what makes people tick as well, I suppose. And then starting to wonder about different types, mainly mums, but there are some dads as well, as you can possibly see from the website. We've got divorced dad, and we've got dongle dad, who likes playing around with his computer more than he spends time with his family, and DIY dad, a few of those, who leaves things in a worse mess than when they started. And so I saw these different types, and I thought, well, no, let's just put them down and see what happens.
What do your friends and family think about what you do and the blog?
My friends?
Are they slightly... Do they think perhaps that some of the attributes of Plummy Mummy or Mission Mummy, etc., could possibly be based on them? Are they a little cautious when you decide to sort of meet them for a coffee?
No, I don't have any friends. Well, normally people say, that's very funny, Joe. Yes, I know somebody who does just that, and people don't recognise themselves. But in mitigation, I would say that most of the comments I make and the drawings I draw are about myself, and I wouldn't recognise them if I didn't see aspects of all of them in myself. So sometimes I do like to get dressed up for an event at the school. Obviously, quite a sad life, and I don't get up much. Other times, I'm quite competitive with my child, and I can also be a bit of a pyjama ma and get to school late in my tracky bums,
So all we can all relate really to aspects of all the mummies.
I think a lot of people could, yes.
Let's just hear a little bit of Plummy Mummy, another one of your caricatures.
Is your child clever? I mean really clever. Plummy Mummy is convinced her own daughter Izzy is an undiscovered genius, though in fact I don't know any mums anywhere who would be surprised if their child were put on the G&T, that's the Gifted and Talented, register. I think Plummy would like a bit more acknowledgement from the school that Izzy was heading for great things. It would be so nice to be able to let the other mums know, too.
I love the fact that Plummy Mummy's got a daughter called Izzy.
Yes. is that...
It's just a very Plummy Mummy kind of name. You actually do have a personality quiz, which I did before you came in, Jo, and we've put it actually on our Facebook page.
Ah.
It's a funny, funny quiz to do.
And who are you?
I am... Plummy Mummy.
No, I'd never have guessed.
I actually was a little bit of a mixture, actually, because but I had two threes, so those were the sort of the two things that came up the most. So that has put me as Plummy Mummy.
Yes. Well, I think it's your full top to toe Christian Dior finished look with the long boutin heels. I think that's probably what's done it for me. And you've obviously had your hair just styled by Nikki Clark.
Absolutely.
You can tell.
I just came out of the hairdresser.
This is what Catwoman looks like.
Just before the show. You mentioned dads actually in the caricatures. Can you just talk about those as well?
Yes, although there aren't so many dads because I don't know. Maybe I'm going to develop that a little bit longer in the future, rather, because I want to, the aim is to do a daily strip and put that in a magazine or a newspaper and eventually... hopefully have a book. And that, of course, the dads do play a part. But you find that they're just not at the school gate as much. More and more, but not quite as much.
Are you writing all the time and drawing indeed all the time, Jo?
Yeah, even in my sleep. drives my husband mad.
Do you have really sort of funny times when you get an idea for a blog?
Yes, always. In the shower and brushing my teeth for some strange reason. But I don't know whether you find that.
In the bath.
Why is that? Is it the water?
I don't know. I think it is just that moment when it is just sort of me time.
Yes.
And I just start thinking, I start daydreaming.
Yes.
And then whenever I'm soaking in water, surrounded by bubbles and champagne, because I'm Plummy Mummy, obviously.
Yes, as you're doing at the moment.
You're creating a completely, completely... Not the right picture of me at all, but there we are.
No, it's absolutely the right picture, Kat. I mean, this is how people are in Oxford, of course. It must go off to the hairdresser now. See you later.
Jo, it's been lovely to see you. Good luck with the blog.
Thank you.
And you mentioned a book that might actually be the outcome of all this.
That would be wonderful. Anybody out there listening?
Wonderful.
But in the meantime, I think it's just great to represent bloggers everywhere. And please do take a look if you want to vote for me. We've got till Friday. And just click on my... Do you mind if I say?
No.
Just click on my website, which is airraising.com.
H-E-I-R.
That's right. And raising, so there's two R's in the middle. And if you click on that and then press the button that says vote for me, follow the instructions, and I will buy you a stiff coffee when I next see you.
It's been lovely to see you.
Thank you very much,
good luck.